Wait, don't close the door. I promise, I just want to talk. I won't punch you in the face again. I'm in enough trouble as it is, so let me in. And I promise I'll be good. Please? Thanks. As you might have guessed, I came over to apologize. I shouldn't have punched you like that, or said all of those things about the size of your dick, of your preference, of you using it on other guys. But you were nice to me, the new girl at your fancy school, and I can't tolerate kindness. It really pisses me off. Then you refused to fight me after I tried to provoke you. That stupid shit about not hitting a girl. That made me even madder. So I punched you. But it was only once. Although, I guess that was more because the teachers grabbed me. I didn't notice them. Or maybe I just thought they'd stay out of the way, like at my other schools. Instead, they grabbed me, and next thing I know, I'm in the principal's office, and they're saying I was bullying you. Then they started talking about their zero-tolerance policy on that kind of thing, like how they might have to expel me. How lame is that? It was just one punch and a few insults. That's just how we say hi where I come from. Sure, it's gotten me in trouble before, but I always started behaving once I was on my last warning. How was I supposed to know that I didn't even get a warning here? Or most places, they figure since I'm the girl and I'm fighting guys that I'm the one being picked on, even though the guys are the ones getting their asses kicked. But I made sure they never got in too much trouble. And getting beat up by me is usually bad enough for them. So I have a hearing with the principal, my mom, and some other folks tomorrow night to give my side of the story. I guess, you know, because you're supposed to be there too. I'm kind of hoping you could explain that it was all in fun and that it wasn't actually bullying. If we were just having a little fight, that's not as bad. I'd just end up suspended for a few days. And, you would too. Now, I know you aren't the getting suspended type, but doesn't everyone need one blemish on that permanent record they keep talking about? One suspension isn't going to ruin you. Look at me. I've got a ton of them, and an expulsion or two. But those were from crappy schools anyway. But I can't get expelled from this place. It's my last chance. I only got into it because they need a few charity cases here and there. And my mom worked really hard to make sure I was one of them. She's really upset that I screwed things up again. She doesn't know I'm here. I'm supposed to be grounded, but that never worked so well for me. And she's at work until real late tonight anyway. So I figured I had nothing to lose by coming over here. You don't really have any reason to go easy on me. Not after how I humiliated you and hit you and that crap. That's okay, because I didn't come over here just expecting you to lie for me or take a suspension out of the goodness of your heart. It's like this. I'm used to getting my way by fighting. It's worked up to this point. Now I'm in a situation where there's not. That's not going to work for me anymore. I could promise you that I'll never hit you again. But if I'm expelled, that happens anyway, so it's not that good an offer. I need to turn this situation around and make you want to keep me available. So that's when I realized that I should just fuck you. Like, on a regular basis. Except I can't do that and other girlfriend things if I'm expelled. We can even tell them at the hearing tomorrow night that my hitting you was just a lover's quarrel that got out of control. We might not even get a suspension at all then. You must want to fuck me, even a little. I don't really act the part, but I am a girl. A reasonably attractive one for a tomboy. Maybe even for more than a tomboy. And this stupid private school uniform? That's gotta be good for some boner points right there. That's why I didn't change into something less girly than this stupid skirt and stockings. I figured I needed every little bit of help I could get. And then, there's the revenge factor. You said you wouldn't hit a girl. It still bugs me, but I guess I understand it. But you will fuck me, won't you? If it helps any, I don't really want to do it. But I will. Doesn't that kind of interest you? There's this girl that insulted your manhood for a good 2 minutes straight, then cold-cocked you. What better revenge against that than to show her what a man you are? Just use her tomboy body for your own pleasure. And for getting even. No, this ain't some kind of trick. You might have noticed I'm the pretty direct type. If I say I'm going to hit you, I do. That's what happened earlier today in the schoolyard. And if I say I'm going to fuck you, well, technically, I'm going to let you fuck me. While I'd be all submissive for once in my life. I mean it. You want me to get on my knees and beg? Or get on my knees and do other stuff? I can do both. I will kneel in front of you, my bare knees on this really soft carpet you have. And I'll blow you, just to show you how serious I am. Come on, are you afraid of me seeing how small it is? Was I right when I said all of those things about you earlier? Or is it that you really can't get it up for a girl? That would prove the other stuff I said right, too. At least stand up for yourself and let me see your cock and how difficult it is to get you turned on. I've almost got it out. So just let me finish. There. Well, I was wrong about the small part. I mean, it's not huge, but it's definitely not small. And yeah, just my hand on it is enough to make it start to get hard. Normally, a guy getting a boner around me is a good way to get punched. But like I said, I'm not going to hit you. I'm going to do this instead. I hope you realize I don't do this just for anyone. You're kind of the first guy whose dick I sucked. I did go down on a girl once. Well, twice. But that was way different. I'm not saying I'm not a lesbian. Just because I'm a tomboy doesn't mean I'm not into boys. I just haven't found one yet that could handle me. And it never just seemed right to let some guy stick something into my mouth or my pussy. Kind of a violation of my space, if you understand. I'm very territorial. Take sucking your cock. It's like you're invading my mouth. I'm hating this as much as you are loving it. But I have to be good to you to get you to help me. I can't be a complete fuck-up anymore. Speaking of fucking, you want to put this thing inside of me? You definitely showed me that a girl can make you hard. Now you can show your dominance over me by fucking me. And making me your bitch. But if you do that, then you have to help me at the hearing tomorrow night. In return, I'll be your girl for at least a few months to make it look good. It's really up to you to decide, as much as I hate to say that. Let me take off my panties while I'm kneeling here. I never wear these things, except they're part of the official uniform. It bugs me to have that much girly stuff next to my skin. Unless it's on a girl. I wish I could say taking them off makes me feel better. Except that means you're closer to fucking me. I'm not looking forward to that part. It's just that I'm looking forward to being expelled even less. Or disappointing my mom again. She deserves better. And I guess I deserve whatever you do to me. I'll even leave the uniform for you, including the stockings. If you want me to get naked, I will. But guys seem to go crazy over the schoolgirl uniform and the thigh highs. I hate how this school forces me to dress like a girl. That's part of why I was so mad today. But I knew you'd like me in this outfit better than jeans and a t-shirt. And it's much easier to fuck me in this without taking off a lot of stuff. See, with the panties off, I just need to lift up the skirt on this outfit. Then it's just stockings and pussy for as far as the eye can see. If I lean back, I can lie back on the carpet for you and just wiggle my legs out from under me. Then I'm just flat on my back and vulnerable. Helpless, really. But like I told you before, I can be submissive, if that's what it takes. I can submit to you and your cock, just like I'll submit to the rules at school. So let's get fucking. If you don't, then you can't show me who's boss. You can't show your dominance over me. Since you can't hit me, fucking me will have to do. But I think that will do the trick. More than that, it will feel good for you. Even if I wasn't the girl who bullied you today, I'm still a girl. My pussy is as good as any other girl's. Better than most, I bet. But me being a tomboy and being the tomboy who insulted your manhood today and hit you, that must make me even more attractive to fuck. Come on, you do like girls, right? You weren't just getting turned on earlier because of the short hair and my attitude. Did the sight of a pussy scare you? I guess you didn't like being reminded I was a girl. Oh, now you want to get on top of me. Do you really want to fuck me, or are you just trying to defend your manhood? I bet you can't even keep hard long enough to put it in me. You want me to roll over and do me the ass so you can make believe I'm a dude? Yeah, that's it. You're almost in. Just keep pushing up against my pussy. But if we do this, you've got to go stand up for me tomorrow and make sure I don't get expelled. And that is, if you can figure out how to get your cock into an actual pussy. Oh, fuck. I guess you did. Oh. Right through my hymen and all the way in, without so much as a kiss. No, don't kiss me, asshole. It's just a figure of speech. Let's start with fucking and work our way up to kissing later. At least you're fucking me. Took a little bit of bullying on my part to get you to do it. Oh. Mm. I couldn't let you chicken out. Oh, I needed you. A little Matt. Now use me. Take that anger out of my body. Make yourself feel better, both mentally and physically. You're putting me in my place with your cock. Oh, no, not slow. Fast, not gentle, hard. You were starting off so good. I'm not some fragile little prissy bitch who can't take it rough. When you took me, it hurt. But you're calming down now. Don't go being back to being such a nice guy, damn it. You're not making this easier on me by not being rough. It's like when you said you don't hit girls. What, do you think I'm not fucking tough enough to take it? See, I can fucking take it. Is this your revenge? Going all tender on me when I was asking for mean? You really are an asshole, you know. A real man. Would have had me yelling in pain for my first time. Not this wimpy, careful stuff. I mean, you're getting faster and rougher the more we do it. Not nearly fast enough. Oh, if you make me come, I can't promise I won't hit you again. I know what I said earlier, but you're really, really pushing your luck. Don't make me come, you loser. Well, seriously, lose my shit if you make me enjoy this. Me having orgasms was never part of the deal. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Think of sports. Action movies. I don't give in to this cock. Don't come. Just don't. Oh, fuck. Well, that was just perfect. And if in case you can't tell, I'm being sarcastic. Thanks for the orgasm and the gentle sex. And yeah, still being sarcastic. I'm not gonna punch you. I still need you to help me in front of that hearing tomorrow. But we can leverage the lovers' quarrel thing, and we'll just have to keep playing the part of boyfriend and girlfriend. Which means fucking you now and then. Because that was part of the deal. But I'm not gonna like it. Even when I like it, I won't like it. I will hold every single orgasm against you as long as I live. I just hope graduating from school and making mom happy is worth it. So, I guess I'll be seeing you at that hearing tomorrow night. Just remember what we did, though, and what we'll do in the future if you can keep them from expelling me. Because I will be stuck being your girlfriend for a while if that happens, and doing all kinds of girlfriend stuff, sexual stuff, with orgasms and everything. I'd even have to hold hands in public, kiss or something, or let you buy my stuff, girly stuff, like flowers or stuff, animals. I will hate every minute of it, that, and the dances, and the dates, and all of that, then the sex after all of them. Things I do to make my mom happy.